Hello and welcome to the Creative Shift podcast. In this episode, I'll be talking about the six things that business people talk about. And the Creative Shift perspective is a little observation about why we all seem to put up with boring presentations. All this to come on the Creative Shift podcast. So now we're going to talk about the six things that business people talk about. Of course, they talk about more than six things, but there are some helpful categories that will allow you to approach conversations in a business context. And in this, I'm very much influenced by consultant and author Alan Weiss, who places a great emphasis on creating peer-to-peer relationships with the people that you want to do business with. Well, you might say, that's fine, but how can I be the peer of the CEO of Tesco's or any other multi-billion pound organisation when I'm not? How on earth will I get them to think of me as a peer? And the answer, even if it isn't the CEO of a multi-billion pound organisation, but to somebody you feel is higher up than you or somehow unattainable, is to go beyond their title and just relate to them as another business person. So if you're going to talk to people and relate to them as business people, you need to know, what do business people talk about? And you know what? They tend to talk about three things. They'll talk about their own business. They'll talk about their industry. And they'll talk about the general business environment. When you first meet somebody, it might be a little bit intrusive or a little bit prying to go straight in and talk about their own business in detail. Of course, you want to know what people do and what they're really great at. If they don't know you well, people might prefer to talk about wider business environment before they let you into their own world. And you can prepare and start to organise your thinking about the general business environment in the way that a strategy consultant might start working with a management team, or when you're writing a business plan, that you might think about your own business environment. And that is by using the mnemonic PESTLE, P-E-S-T-L-E. And those letters in this instance stand for political, economic, social, technological, legal, and environmental. And you can think about issues and trends in each of these areas. And then that gives you the six things that business people talk about. What do I mean by that? Well, you can start to think up interesting general questions under these headings. So, for example, in the political, we've just recently had the Conservative Party conference here in Birmingham. And it would have been a great question to ask somebody if they'd attended the conference or any fringe meetings or how they feel the conference went. It doesn't have to be a party political question. It's just about their perspective on a political issue. Economic. Have a little bit of basic economic news up your sleeve. Has there been many major acquisition? What's going on with interest rates? How will those changes affect your sector? It's a great question. Social. Looking at social trends. For example, a lot of firms seem to be puzzled about how to manage digital native employees, people who have to be managed, it would seem, in a different way to Generation X and Y. Technological. What's the impact for your business of increasing smartphone usage? Or is there anything to be made of 3D printing technology? Or are you interested in hydrogen-based power? Legal. Looking at any sort of legal implications, major changes in law, anything that's coming up for people is a good question. Actually, and if you don't know, just saying, do you work in a heavily regulated environment? Are you affected by changes in legislation? Is a good general question. And finally, environmental. Is your business impacted by environmental concerns? Do you have any issues around packaging, recycling? Are you striving to be carbon neutral? These might seem like very artificial questions when I say them in the abstract, in the context of a podcast. But what I'm encouraging you to do is think about the wider business environment and have some smart, savvy questions that will elicit some interesting information and help that person in business see you as a peer, as a person of business as well. So, to conclude, the six things that business people talk about isn't quite true. They talk about all sorts of things. But if you want to talk about business, think about questions that are angled with at the political, the economic, the social, the technological, the legal, and environmental issues and trends. Of course, you can do the whole where do you go for your holidays and what do you like to do in your spare time. That's also really important for building relationships on a personal level. But you want them to see you as a peer. And those six topics will help you do just that. If you want to know more about what business people talk about, how to build business relationships, this was an excerpt from Networkability, a book that's written by myself and my colleague Andy Bass. And it'll be hitting the website very soon. So click on www.creativeshift.uk.com for more news of the issue date of Networkability coming very soon. In the Creative Shift perspective for this episode, I want to talk about how it seems that we all put up with boring presentations. You know what I'm talking about. People mumble, people... Don't get me wrong, I know some people are nervous, and I completely understand that being less than a brilliant presenter in those circumstances is forgivable. But actually, I'm talking about people who are competent presenters who simply haven't thought about their presentation just quite enough. There are PowerPoint presentations with thousands of bullet points on, people using their slides as a script, people apologising for their content. We've all heard it. Oh, I'm sorry I have to grind through this, but here we go. And I think we put up with it because we know we all do the same thing. We all maybe don't put enough thought into the way we convey our information. We perhaps do a slide deck from a previous talk and don't really think about the new talk enough. We perhaps skimp on presentation because we think we've done it before. And actually, I think we forgive everybody those in a way that if somebody was continually late for a meeting, like every week late, or if they constantly missed deadlines, or if there was some other failing in their performance that was consistent, somebody in the organisation would be looking to address it. But this seems to be a failing that we forgive more than any other weakness. And as someone who coaches and teaches presenting skills, I find it really frustrating because most of these things are really avoidable. If you know how to put a message across, and you can look to the podcast from last time if you want some ideas, if you have thought a little bit more about the overall pattern of your presentation rather than thinking about it in a linear way, if, God forbid, you stood up and practiced every now and again, you would be better. And this would be a really powerful way to get messages across, to get buy-in, and to convey news and information to your investors, your customers, and your employees. So, this is a call for all of us to raise our game on presentation. I think we've got a lot to gain from doing that.
If you want to find out more about that, contact me at Creative Shift, and details are on www.creativeshift.uk.com. Here's to better presenting for everyone. Thanks for listening to this episode of the Creative Shift podcast. Join us next month when we'll be in a more festive mood, where has the year gone? And we'll be wishing you all a merry, oh, it's too soon. See you next month.